High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So there's the question, is can cats and dogs be vegetarian? That, and what does it really mean to them? If there was a breed of dog that would be vegetarian, what do you think it would be? I think definitely poodles, because they'd prance around looking superior and telling everybody how vegetarian they are and always have been, even though it's a bold-faced lie. Either way, Karen Pinar, she's a dog behaviorist. Very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning. I am very well. Thank you. No complaints. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. So here's the thing is, can our pets, can cats and dogs be happy just eating vegetables?
It is a very easy to answer question for a change in the behavior world. And the answer to that is no, they can't.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
So basically what happens, dogs are what we call omnivores, and as your listeners know, you know, omnivores mean they need to eat a little bit of everything. So they can't survive on either just meat or just vegetarian diet. Their digestive systems and their teeth and everything is developed for them to be able to eat a variety of things. They do have a heightened ability to process carbohydrates, for example, which is one of the things that led to them being domesticated. Cats, on the other hand, are what we call obligate carnivores. So they need to eat meat in order for them to be healthy and physically well. Cats have, well, in all our bodies, there's something called amino acids, and some of them are essential amino acids, which means that you have to take it in through your body. And these are the building blocks for protein and everything that makes your body run. And with cats, because they can't synthesize taurine for themselves, they have to actually get it in through their diet, and taurine is found in meat. So cats must eat meat, and dogs do too. But we're a little bit more flexible on the dogs having to eat meat, but it is still important for their well-being.
So do most of the dog foods contain, or the decent brands anyway, contain enough of a mix of all of these products and food types for your dog? Or is there something to look out for?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, like with anything else, there are good dog food brands and not so good dog food brands. And, you know, protein, technically speaking, protein can be anything from feathers to beaks to feet, but it can also be chicken breasts, for example. Mm. So when you're looking at a good diet for your dog, it is important to look at the kind of protein that they use. Because, you know, there's one thing feeding beaks and feet, and then there's another thing when there's something like chicken breast in instead.
We've always given our dogs frozen marrow bones to chew on, especially when they were younger. It helped them a lot not to destroy everything around. but they really love it. Is that a healthy snack for dogs?
There are a couple of rules attached to feeding things or adding things like marrow bones. Obviously, marrow is incredibly rich in fat. So as long as you don't give too many, it should be okay. But if you give too many marrow bones, your dog is probably going to need to go on a diet at some point. And you're going to end up spending a lot of time picking up dog diarrhea. Because too much fat leads to an upset stomach.
Right.
And then, of course, from a safety perspective, anything that you give your dog, you need to make sure that it's never small enough to fit down the dog's trachea, so that if they accidentally swallow it, they can't choke. And then the thing with marrow bones also is to make sure that it's given under supervision, because you don't want your dog to have that marrow bone slip over his lower or upper jaw or get stuck between his two teeth. So generally speaking, the bigger the better. From a safety perspective.
Would your recommendation be just to stick to a good brand of dog food and not feed your dog these extras?
So this is going to be a little bit of a controversial answer. You know what? We could all live off rice, but who wants to?
Exactly.
Life is too short.
Exactly.
Ideally, it's about balance. You know, if you feed your dog a good quality dog food, their mealtimes, you can make it fun. You can scatter feed them. You can put their food in treat balls and things like that. But a treat now and then won't be, it's not the end of the world.
Right.
It really isn't. Life is too short to only eat dog food.
What about peanut butter?
Unsalted peanut butter, absolutely brilliant.
Really, hey? Because
in moderation.
Yes,
in moderation.
Of course. So these types, are there any foods that are very bad for your dogs?
Yes. anything with chocolate in, because chocolate, and particularly for cats as well, because chocolate contains theobromine, and that can actually poison them. It's toxic to dogs and cats. Certain foods, things like apple seeds, if you're giving your dog apples, make sure that you take the core out, because apple seeds have cyanide in them. There's actually a whole bunch of foods that you shouldn't feed your dogs, like onions and raw potatoes and things like that.
Right, and that's very, very important to know as well. It is 7:26. I'm Howard Feldman. Thank you for that, Karen Pinard, dog behaviorist and a partner at COAPE International, talking to us about can cats and dogs be happy just eating vegetables? The answer is very simply that they cannot.